Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopijana Balaba Girivara Dari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanasari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Balaba Girivara Dari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Shri Radha Madhava Asaki Ki Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devam Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto, it's very advanced. Chapter 28, Paranjana becomes a woman in his next life. Joy. Text 1. Narada Uvacha. Sainika. Bhaya. Namno ye. Sainika Bhaya Namno ye. Sainika Bhaya Namno ye. Barhisman Distakarina. Barhisman Distakarina. Prajvara Kalakanyabhyam. Vicheru Avinim Imam. Bolie. Narada Uvacha. Naja kapalaka kanyam Vicheru Avinam Imam. Narada Uvacha. Sainika Bhayam Namno Je. Barhishman Dishtakarinaha. Vajvara Kalakanyabhyam. Vicheru Avinam Imam.
Naruba
Narada Uvacha.
Sainika
bayanam no ye.
Barishman
distakarinaha.
Prajvara kalakanyabhyam.
Vicheru avinam imam.
Narada Uvacha.
Sainika bayam nam no jay. Barishman dishtakarinaha.
Prajvara kalakanya byam.
Vicheru avinam imam. Narada Uvacha.
The great sage Narada continued to speak.
Shainikaha.
The soldiers,
bayanamnaha,
of bhaya,
fyar,
yea,
all of them,
who,
barhishman,
O King Prachinar Barhasisat,
ah,
dishtakarinaha,
the order carriers of death.
Prajvara,
with Prajvara,
Kalakanya
Bhyam,
and with Kalakanya,
Vicheruhu,
traveled,
Avanim,
on the earth,
Imam,
this,
Rai Banki Bihari.
Good appetite.
The great sage Narada continued to speak.
My dear King Prachini Barishat,
afterwards the king of Javanas, whose name is fear itself,
as well as Prajvara,
Kalakanya,
and his soldiers,
and began to travel all over the world.
Purport,
the period of life just prior to death is certainly very
dangerous, because
usually at that time people are attacked by the weakness of old age,
as well as
many kinds of disease.
The diseases
that attack the body are
compared here to
soldiers.
These soldiers
are not ordinary
soldiers,
for they are guided
by the king of the Yavanas.
Yes, sir.
Who acts
as their commander-in-chief.
The word
distakarinaha
indicates that he
is their commander.
Yeah?
When a
man is young, he does
not care for old
age, but
enjoys sex
to the best of
his satisfaction.
Not knowing
at the end of life,
his sexual indulgence
will bring on
various diseases,
which so much
disturb the body
that one will pray
for immediate death.
The more one
enjoys sex
during his youth,
the more he will suffer
in old age.
Tarekada
tarabaso
puranjana purim
nipa
ruru dhur
bhoma
bogadyam
jarat
panaga
palatim
palitam.
Once the
dangerous soldiers attacked
the city of Puranjana
with great force,
although
the city was full of paraphernalia
for sense gratification,
it was being
protected by the old
serpent.
As one's body engages in sense gratification,
it becomes weaker and weaker.
Finally, the
vital force becomes so
weak
that it is
herein compared to
a weak serpent.
The life
here has already been
compared to the serpent.
When
the vital force
within the body
becomes weak,
the body also
becomes weak.
At such a time,
the
death symptoms,
that is, the
dangerous
soldiers of the
superintendent of death,
Yamaraj,
begin to attack very
severely.
According
to the Vedic system,
before coming to what,
that such
a stage,
one should leave home
and take
sannyas
to preach the
message of God
for the duration
of life.
However, if
one sits at home
and is served by his
beloved wife and
children,
he certainly becomes
weaker and weaker
due to sense gratification.
When death
finally comes, one
leaves the body
devoid of
spiritual assets.
At
the present time,
even the oldest
man in the family
does not
leave home,
being attracted by
wife,
children, money,
opulence,
dwelling, etc.
Thus, at
the end of life, one
worries about
how his family will be
protected,
how she will manage,
how his wife will be
protected,
how she will manage
the great family
responsibilities.
This way, a man
usually thinks of his wife
before death.
According to Bhagavad Gita
8.6, Yam yam vapi smaran babang tyajati ante kalevaram tam tam evai te kontiya sudatad bhava bhavitahan. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. At the end of life, a person thinks of what he has done throughout his whole life. Thus he gets another body, dehantara, according to his thoughts and desires at the end of life. When overly addicted to life at home, naturally thinks of his beloved wife at the end of life. Consequently, the next life he gets the body of a woman, and also he acquires the results of his pious or impious activities. In this chapter, the acceptance of a woman's body by Paranjana will be thoroughly explained. Thoroughly. Ah. Any questions or comments? It's okay? Yeah? No?
Is it happy to put it in the case that more women should leave home that have a lack of time to go to
the
office? Leave home so parents are still at age and then should still people follow that dharma of leaving home?
Yeah. So, reading the Bhagavatam through the whole thing, you know, again and again, it seems to be Prabhupada saying that vanaprastha is enough in the Kali Yuga, current time, but sannyasa is good, you know, like that. Then the wife becomes civil widow, husband becomes civil dead man, and it doesn't mean traveling all over the world like Narada Muni with no support, like a street guy, you know. Which also, too, I mean, he might have been, probably wasn't traveling in Idaho in the wintertime, Narada Muni, you know. He's probably traveling, you know, maybe Idaho in the summertime, and Peru in the wintertime or something, Argentina, Bolivia, no, Ecuador, no, Panama, there you go, Panama, yeah. So, yeah, it's still practical in many ways. The Prabhupada says that what it means is that one should give up a vow of social intercourse, right, and take full shelter of Krishna and hearing and chanting like that. So for example, I go to some center and there's political conflict. I actually go to any center and there's political conflict. And so where are you going to stay? What are you going to do? Which side are you going to take? Who are you going to support? So the person should be free from that. You know? And if you're going to take shelter of you or stay with you involves I have to support your political position, then don't do that, you know. Yeah, I experienced that. Actually, I was, it was always going on, you know. So I took sannyas, 84, then I was living there in the San Francisco area, but there were several different groups and, you know, competing and, you know, who was I supporting, this and that thing. So I was following kind of like Kudichak. You know, I would just, you know, stay in different, you know, temples around the area and stuff like that, or Madhukar, you know. But still, there's just some feeling like that. So in 1990, I finally took off from Parivrajakacharya. And people were saying, oh, no, don't go. It's dangerous. What will you do? Stay here with us. You know, we won't engage you in politics so much as before. You know. Yeah. And so, but I took off. And we had, we headed north to Seattle, Vancouver. You know, we've got arranging shows for the Manipuri program, some preaching programs to do, just traveling. And there were different impediments came up, you know, but Krishna arranged. We had different arrangements like that, one after another. And that was it. After that, I've always been just been traveling, you know. Yeah. And sometimes you fall, but to fall back, and you know, always take shelter of, you know, some my family, my friends, my associate, my club, my group, my pack, you know, my herd, you know. But then, you know, Krishna keeps pushing you. But no, it's better. It's better to die. You know, just go freeze to death in the snow someplace. They can find you in the springtime there with a smile on your face, you know, your body like that. Because, we don't need this body. The body is just, you know, like this. It's a thing we don't, you know, the Prabhupada says that the body doesn't get diseases. The body is a disease. It is a disease. It's like, you know, cancer, you have a cancerous infection on your hand. You know, that cancerous infection doesn't get diseases. It is a disease, right? And so if you finally eliminate it, you know, if you cure it from its different, infirm symptoms, it doesn't exist anymore. It's like, let me wash this lump of coal so it's no longer black. Okay, I'll wash it. And then what happens when it's finally clean? Nothing left, you know? So we wash the gross body, then we wash the mentality that causes that, you know, perspective that causes that, the pride that causes that, and then there's no more body, material body. You know? And if Krishna wants us to stay in this world, then it's a spiritual body. Again, it's like a diamond moving through water, right? Looks the same, but it's not. You know? He doesn't want us to stay, okay. Then the whole thing just kind of merges back into, you know, general thing of stone, water, earth, air, you know, like that. Where is it? Oh, it doesn't exist anymore. Right? Yeah. Never did exist, really, in the sense of eternal existence. Yeah. So, you know, you can plan like that. Definitely, you know, giving up vowing and social intercourse, and probably one of the specialty places in Vrindavan and Mayapur, you know, for Vanaprastha, you know, people to stay and accommodate. And even here, any of our centers, you can usually, you know, as your family growing up, you have a bigger house to maintain, to take care of the family. And I can see actually several devotees actually are, you know, getting their houses in order to sell. You know, two out of the three kids are gone to college and, you know, ready to get to start their own families, leave out, you know, okay, you know, come back to their own room. Well, we're going to sell that. From now on, if you want to come back, you're going to sleep on the couch like that. You know, go out, start your own life. You know, you're grown up now. Your father and I are going to, you know, move someplace, for example, like one idea, for example, in Tennessee would be to, maybe four or five families are there, okay, they, you know, buy a nice piece of property, undeveloped, you build five houses, and then in the middle you have one parcel which belongs to the institute, NEOS, okay, no offenses, and then everybody has their own place, but it's all spiritual program, interaction, good focus on preaching, development like that, and then, you know, smaller place, accommodations for, just for, you know, husband and wife, like that, you know, they're very peaceful. You see, it's a very natural, you know, Del Webb, Sun City. There's all these retirement homes. You know, Del Webb is a big, what's the word, a promoter, word for it, something like that. These retirement homes, other ones too. And usually what it is a gated community, so there's security, and you go inside, and, you know, you have a small place like that with many like cultural programs like that, arranged like that, you know, and support good for, you know, health support. So many places like that, which is very natural. Then you kind of close it up and go traveling with your Airstream trailer or your little motorhome and visit your children, and they're happy to see you and join some outing club, Sam's Club or something like that, and you see our club and, you know, go in these places, natural beauty, and go back to educational activities and, you know, get a degree in philosophy, which you always wanted to do or something. So you see, Vanaprastha is very natural. It's very natural for a more sophisticated person like that. You know? And then sannyas, okay, you do it, okay. Then the wife becomes a civil widow, and it's a very frightening position for a lady because she has, you know, no man to protect her or to control. You know, so now she's an old lady in the house surrounded by young women who are vigorous, and, you know. But if people have intelligence, they realize, oh, their grandmother is here, and she has a lot more wisdom than we do, a lot of experience, you know. So same way, on the basis of her life full of austerities and real work, then she's very valuable at the end of life, you know. In the same way, if you're doing austerities and everything else, practicing at the end of life, then wherever you go, you know, people just realize that, you know, somehow or other, people can realize this guy is valuable, you know, useful. Yeah, yeah. And so then sannyas means just traveling. And you see, you know, Prabhupada says actually the sannyasis, how they were describing, they should travel to our centers and enliven the devotees. He's describing, when you establish sannyas and GBC, they should, you know, manage the program, and, you know, make sure the spiritual program is going on very nicely and principles being followed. And then the sannyasis should travel to our different centers for preaching to enliven the devotees. And visiting places, we have invitation to go, and, you know, and then recommending the GBC where new centers can be established, like that. You know. So he had some preliminary idea, and he kept on writing about it. And again, you know, some things weren't possible, so he kind of, you know, adjusted it. Okay, then, but later, a little later, we'll do this. You know. Yeah. One point, one lecture in the morning, Prabhupada said, "So I have decided, Los Angeles, that all of our temple presidents should give their wife one child." And she should live in Vrindavan and raise a child, and he can visit her sometimes, and he should preach. I think it was when they were studying Kapila Muni. Yeah, Kardama. That didn't work. It's like that, you know. You know, but yeah, that's a very nice position. I mean, some people are ready. You know, Kardama and Devahuti were ready for that. It was like a, you know, practical ashram position for them. Yeah. No, it's very, very, very pleasant. Yeah. And you start to see everybody as a person, you know, like that. You know, this whole consciousness of people as people, just, you know, rather than being some biological relationship like that. You know. Yeah, it's much more satisfying. Yeah. Yeah. So, other than that, in this example of Paranjana, who was, you know, he's the example of how to do everything wrong. Kind of. He was actually, well, what was he? He was a sukkar. He was killing animals. He wasn't really a bad guy, you know, but he was, you know, yeah, he was engaging in, actually the word sin means nescience. That's the root of the word. It means like ignorant. He was engaging in stupid activities, you know, like all these kind of things, and especially all this sexual indulgence, you know, like that, you know, the grossest, you know, kind of sensuous stimulation, agitation, and excessive, you know, unnatural, like that. Because of, you know, ananda maya vihasat. The soul is seeking, you know, ananda, is seeking rasa. You know, ananda, prema is the aggregate of all the rasas, you know, all those rasas. So ananda, same thing. So yeah, we haven't got any other option. It's our nature, right? So if we don't see this, we haven't got a rasa, if we aren't experiencing rasa with Krishna, you know, then we have to experience it someplace else. Well, it's still with Krishna, bina prakadrashtada. You know, now I'm experiencing with Krishna's energies, the internal potency, which is Krishna, like that. If I get, I make something, some very nice cookies, and give them to Lalita, she says, "Oh, very nice. We're missing something for Krishna's lunch. I'll give them to Radharani. She can give them to Krishna." You know, so we're not relating to Krishna directly. Actually, we're relating to Krishna even better, because we're going through his shaktis. Which is him. It's no different. My hand is not different than me. You know, not the same. It's not different. You know, so if we don't relate to Krishna through his, you know, superior energies, then we're going to relate to him through his inferior energies. You know, and he pretends he's not there. He allows us to, you know, think that we are, you know, he's not there, but he is. Probably gives the example of, like, you come home and it's a little a piece of paper on the table, and Shataki's gone, your father and mother are gone. He says, "Ajah, something very important happened. Turn the tape recorder," you know. So you turn the tape recorder and said, "Oh, you know, great great grandfather, you know, something, died or became a millionaire or something, and we had to catch a plane to India right away. We couldn't contact you, and something happened. You know, your lunch is in the refrigerator, and if you don't brush your teeth every day, we'll call you 2 weeks from now." You know, so you're listening. What happened like that in this area? Some feeling emotional thing. You know, so are you listening to your parents or not? Well, you're listening to them, but through this transparent via media. So Prabhupada said that's the time factor. That's how Krishna makes himself, you know, separated from this material world. But it's not an energy. It's, you know, it's an incarnation, like that. You know? But still we're experiencing rasa, you know, with Krishna. You know? But here it's this indirect, perverted thing, which is not really satisfying to Krishna, in some ways. You know? Yeah, and not really satisfying to us. Yeah, and so then we get, you know, Krishna's always showing us this weird rasa. Can't go here, you know. And he's using baya, you know, to try and like wake us up. You know, baya, fear, and then after that, you know, comes Yavana Raj, which is he's fear, right? Yeah. The first is old age, then fear. Yeah. You see, you're very, very, you know, you're very vulnerable in old age. You know, your strength is gone, everything else. I mean, just Peru, one devotee, his father was out in the park and some guy came and, you know, hit him and stole his shoes. You know, he had a head injury, you know, for his shoes like that. So you can't even go walking in the park. You know, old like that because you haven't got the strength to scream or yell or defend yourself even. You know? So it becomes a source of great fear. You know? And you can't plan things or think about anything because you can't remember anything. It's hard to remember, like, you know, what is your daily schedule? You know? So as you go devotee, though, again, you start going internally. You know, give up your family relations, social relations, psychological relations, and start learning it all by heart. And waking up, you know, and then your life is spiritual. Yeah? Spiritual. Yeah? I mean, in some ways, it depends on your level of maturity and everything else like that, you know? I mean, if you have some little bit of education, then you go into family life and you're thinking, well, you know, this is like, you know, actually Radhika wrote me, he said, I'm supposed to be a big pundit, right? Know all the philosophy, the books and everything else and recite them very much, you know? And I know, I can give so many examples about how family life is usually, unless Krishna wants you to do this, okay, it's great. Become father and mother of God, or you know, Bhakti Siddhanta or something. You know, but normally it's because we still haven't understood this. We still were believing that I can be happy this way and that way. So he's saying I'm supposed to know all these things, but still I'm thinking, wow, I can beat the system. I can become happy in family life and row, go canoeing with my wife under the flowers and singing songs together and something. You know, everybody has their own particular idea, you know. We'll go bowling together or something like that, drink beer and eat pizza. Something. You know? And so, that's what Kardama Muni and Devahuti are here, right? Earlier, to show us that, this is normal. But where's our position? What's our consciousness? Okay. I'm not like Duryodhana. Yeah, no. You know, okay, what am I? Well, like this. I'm Kardaman Devahuti. Yeah. Okay, what's the plan? We have one kid. Yeah, pray for a nice devotee, for a son like that. You know what I mean? Okay, take care of my wife and as soon as possible. And the Prabhupada says, in person intelligence, as soon as there's some bright young fellow grown up, and he starts turning the family affairs over to him like that. You know? I guess as soon as your feet can touch the gas pedal in the truck. You can drive the truck. Okay, you're in charge. Go to the post office. Yeah. No, some activity. Yeah. It's the same thing. I mean, when you grow up also, some time, try it out. And then maybe somebody else in different positions, so they need to try something else out, a little more more experience. And maybe it won't be enough in one lifetime, but you learn something. Yeah. It's impossible not to learn something in the material world. Krishna wants us to get out of the material world. So, if we're kicking, screaming, yelling, obnoxious, everything else, still, eventually, we have to be some kind of really weird person to be willing to stay here forever. Because Krishna's material world is designed to educate you. So as long as you're in the material world, you're being educated. Otherwise, you just stay in the body of Mahavishnu in this comatose state. Forever, I guess. Not even forever, there's no time there. The material world is designed, right? So as long as we're here, we're making progress, somehow or other. And if you agree to be a human being, you make a lot of progress. Better be a bacteria. I can just eat and sleep at the same time. I can eat while I'm sleeping. Yeah. Well, it's a duality. The wife is only very loving, you only experience affection because you're suffering from no affection someplace else. That's the only reason it's there. In the same way, too, is that you're suffering because of something else relatively. It's just nothing here. It's all relative to other material things. It's a zero, to quote von Neumann, it's a zero-sum game. Once you turn away from Krishna, there's nothing. You know, so if I have $100, that means I have $100 in debt. You know? So I have this, and I'm always fearing, oh, in the future I'm going to have to do this. You know? Like that. You know? Wow, such a relief. The room is, you know, air conditioned, come inside here. Well, why am I enjoying? Because I'm still experiencing, remembering the suffering. If I didn't remember that experience, you know, I wasn't feeling that still. And after some time, it doesn't, yeah, who cares? You know, it's not a pleasure anymore. Yeah? You just forget about it. Yeah. But if you're thinking, you know, but it goes way deep down, not just in the brains, in the senses, but way deep in the heart, we also have experiences of different, the opposite things like that. So with some things like pleasurable to us and or distasteful, you know. Yeah. So why, you know, wife is too chaste, then it becomes a source of problems for liberation. Unchaste, then it becomes a source of problems for mature enjoyment. You know, husband the same way, it's the same thing. You know, there's nothing really here. This is what you're talking materially. In some ways it's difficult for devotees to appreciate this because they're spiritual. You know, they always tell you how to understand these things, you know. So it's good to go to Karmi movies and watch it. Look at that. I mean, you just see enough on the airplanes, everything else. I mean, this is without endeavoring, you get enough experience of what's actually happening in this world, and you begin to appreciate that. Wow, most people, you know, aren't happy. Even those who have some little bit of knowledge, a little bit happy, but really, there's not really so many impediments. Even the so-called priests or people like that, so many impediments. Yeah. So now we're going to see the next, actually, long chapter, whole story about the. Actually, this is very, you know, very heavy, you know, thing about this, what happens to people and their futures and their karmas and their reactions and stuff like that. You know? So all the excesses in your youth, right, turn into, you know, the exact opposite in the old age like that. You know? Whereas if you follow Buddha's idea, the middle path, you don't have excessive life when you're young, and then you don't excessively suffer when you're old. You know, it's kind of go on with nothing. It's kind of, and that's the best there is in the material world. It's kind of a zero, you know. No, okay. You know. But in that position, then you can start to think, well, but looking at myself, I'm not zero. I got this desire to enjoy, you know, to love, to give, to help people. So where does it belong? It doesn't belong in the material world. You know. And then Krishna incarnates, and we can have relations with him, and, you know, and go to the spiritual platform. Yeah. So very nice, you know, very was nice analogy here. Serialize this in the Idaho Statesman. Just change the names and modernize it. You know, Pachini Barishat's the chief executive officer of some big corporation, and they're giving lots of money for research on animals to produce new drugs for people, killing animals and torturing them and putting electrodes in their brains and, you know, burning them and seeing what medicines cure the burns. That's what he was doing. He was sponsoring a lot of animal sacrifices. You know, for the welfare of his citizens, he was saying, I'm a good guy. And all the scientists, the priests, were engaging him like this. You know? But one day, when Hare Krishna devotee came to his house for lunch, or somebody, you know, he goes, take these things, and says, wow, that's quite an interesting story. So intense. Okay. Any final questions or comments? Complaints? So, Prabhupada Ki.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki.
Yeah.
Back home, back to Godhead. There it is. You start with no clothes and end with no clothes. At least voluntarily. Yeah. Diksha. You asked about Diksha. Diksha. You know, actually, on the webpage, if you go to the archives, there's one thing called Guru Tattva. You know, it's a real common discussion. So you go to the webpage, jairam.us, and there's archives. And there is one called Guru Tattva. I'm going to write some stuff down there, common stuff. That's nice. But yeah, but basically, it's a scientific, you know, scientific.
Spiritual development. Ice becomes water becomes steam.